South Africa is famous for its rich and diverse cultural heritage. The question, however, around the donning of religious, cultural or political clothing arises once again and has come to the fore. And in those workplaces where this form of clothing is prohibited, does this constitute as legal grounds for discrimination? Well, to help us understand this is the director in the employment practice at Cliff Dekker Hofmeyr, Fiona Le Pan. Fiona, good evening, and thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you very much for the invitation. It's a pleasure.
How does our constitution address this particular aspect? Is it about striking a balance, Fiona?
Yes, it is. One would expect that religion and certainly adherence to cultural norms is very much central to the lives of many South Africans. And of course, one's going to find the expression of those values at the workplace. Mm. And certainly where our constitution guarantees a right to equality and difference, what is it really saying? It's saying, well, there should be equal concern and respect across difference, but one must be careful. Difference should not be used as a basis for the exclusion, the stigma, or marginalization of those holding a particular view. So our case law has indicated the importance of even-handedness in managing workplace policies, and that bias in favor of any particular religion or complete neutrality is probably not appropriate. And why? And it's because the hallmark of a free and open society, our constitutional court has said on more than one occasion, is the need to give recognition to that inherent dignity of all people.
Okay.
So there is a balance to be struck on the following basis to answer your question. First, there's the right to freedom of religion and that adherence to a cultural norm. That must be balanced against the relevant rights of other employees in the workplace who may hold a different view. And that too must be balanced against the commercial interests of the workplace. So it goes down to, if I'm going to impose a particular rule, which has a devastating effect on this issue of dignity, can I justify it? Or is there another appropriate way to deal with it which is less intrusive?
Mm. So religious freedom and cultural rights then can be accommodated and at work. How then does an employer approach this without being seen to be possibly providing preferential treatment to certain employees, Fiona?
Well, if we had have a look at one or two of the cases that have been through our courts, one will soon understand that our courts place a certainly an onus on employees to, if they are going to emphasize the need to practice their religious beliefs, they must be able to show their religious observances is a compulsory tenet of the religion that they observe, because what our courts have said is that they don't want to see a situation where an employee hides behind a religious rule or a particular conviction to avoid an obligation to the employer or even break a workplace rule. And in one particular case involving a group of security guards who maintained they belong to the baptized Nazareth group. They said, we can't comply with your prescriptive employer that all of us must be clean shaven, because that's the image you, the employer, want to maintain with your customers, because our religion says you can't shave or trim a beard.
Mm.
But the court, when it was into this in greater detail, is able to show that these applicants in security guards have been very selective about the rules they chose to observe, because work on a Sunday was prohibited, and that was a compulsory tenet of that religion, yet they were prepared to work on a Sunday in order to achieve the overtime pay, but they weren't prepared to shave, because they said that's a compulsory tenet of the religion they observed. And, of course, that brought into some contention the sincerity about the place that was being adhered to and that was put in doubt. But the employer was able to show that its rule had a commercial rationale. It was in line with its high priority in maintaining a high image and a good image with its customer base. A well-groomed security guard is a professional. And, of course, it had been to say, well, there was an accommodation that could have been achieved by the guards themselves. Why couldn't they have at least trimmed their beards? And that was an issue that became quite central to that case when a claim of discrimination was dismissed by the Labour Court.
I suppose there has to be some form of honesty and disclosure on both sides, because as much as an employer, according to what you've been sharing with us this evening, Fiona, can't unilaterally make these decisions because there can be recourse in terms of discrimination. At the same time, employees too have to be honest and disclose all aspects about the religious freedom or the cultural rights with which they are particularly concerned about.
And certainly there's a premium to be placed on whether an accommodation is possible. And the employer that doesn't look to accommodate is potentially one that may find itself in difficulty when it comes to justifying its workplace rule if challenged in the Labour Court.
Director in the Employment Law Practice at Cliff Dekker Hofmeyr, Fiona Lepan. Fiona, appreciate your time and your insights on this. Thank you so much for joining us tonight.
It's a pleasure. Thank you very much.